Abby Spollen, you have won the Wyndham Campbell Prize. Can you tell us a little bit about the prize and what that means for a playwright to have been kind of recognised in this way?
It's an international prize. It comes completely out of the blue. It's quite a fantastic thing, really, where they call you or they send you an email, and most writers think it's a scam, or somebody's trying to sell you something, or get you to put lots of money into an account, or they basically say, call this number and we have some wonderful news for you. And then you do, and they say, you've won $150,000. It's from Yale. It was two lovely men, Mr. Campbell and Mr. Wyndham. The award is set up in their honor, and it's a very prestigious award. And it's been going now for about 3 years.
And every year they recognize it's a kind of a handful or a couple of handfuls of writers and playwrights.
They do. They take three writers from fiction, three writers who write factual work, who do factual work, and they do three playwrights as well.
And there's
So
no
it's
submission process. There's no way of
there's
knowing that
no
you're on the list.
submission. There's no that you don't know that you're on the list. You don't know that you've been nominated. They have three juries, I think. It gets whittled down from 60 down to, I think it's 15, and then it gets down whittled down to three.
Locally, you'd be well known for Lully the Scut, which ran in the Mac last year with Tinderbox, wasn't it?
That's right, that was the most recent,
And that ran for ages, and people either loved it or they hated it. It was one of those bits of work, I guess, which they
It
either.
certainly polarized people,
I could have gone every night just to kind of watch the
I
whole thing
know, I
going
know,
down
I
the
know, that was
Northern Ireland drowning
such a
itself
great
down the well
shame.
again. In terms of other work, what other things are you known for? Because obviously you didn't start with Lally. You've been working up to that.
Well, my most famous play, I suppose, before that would have been Pump Girl, which would have been about, I think, about 8 years ago now. That it sort of launched my career. It went to Manhattan Theatre Club in New York. It won the Blackburn Prize, and then I did Tickle Strandline. I've done a lot of work with, oh, I guess, The Tricycle. I've done stuff in America, a lot of stuff in America. It was nice to actually premiere a play in Northern Ireland. And I've been working very hard on some very, very big projects. So that's kind of what more of my time has been, because I'm very slow. I'm very slow and I'm very precise. And I sort of take on projects that are huge. I mean, I'm writing a play for one theatre that's 25 characters, historical drama, Swiftian satire again, a bit like Lally, but very much more like a Swiftian satire. And I've got about five or six commissions at the moment from very big theatres, which is fantastic. And it's just a question of getting them right. And they're all coming to fruition now. So there could be a glut
You
of
could
plays in the next couple of years,
th this could be
hopefully.
the Spallan glut year of just every
It
month
could be
there's
that
another thing.
it could be that that I mean, oh
We'll
God,
be
not
sick
her
of
again.
him.
I know, oh, not again. Yeah. It's one of those things that usually happens like that. You have a sort of a period where you are working on the plays, and then they're sort of out there, It seems to be like that for me anyway.
What does the prize mean in terms of, I mean, it's a good bulk of money, so you could sit with your feet up for 3 or 4 years and
I could give
kind
up writing.
of give up writing for a while, or but it could also kind of
No.
enable all kinds of other
Yeah.
things. So have you any, I mean, you've known a little for a little while that you were it was going to be announced, but have you started to think about actually what that enables you to do?
I think the main thing it enables, what I'm really going to do is I'm going to take a small amount of it off the top, and I'm going to direct and write my first short film. I've had a short film. I've written a short film before for Calippo in the South, but I'm going to direct it myself, and that'll be my first time directing, and I'm really excited about that. And I think the great thing is that if I take the money myself, I have no sort of interference from anybody. And I have great control over edits and those things, and that's a joy. I mean, that is, nobody gets a chance to do that. So I can take a small amount. It doesn't cost that much to make a short film, so I can actually concentrate and make something that I'm really proud of. And I've really always wanted to do that, and
So
that's
you're
something I
not
really.
stuck to the stage. You're happy to branch out into
No,
other
no.
kind of related?
I mean, we turned Plum Girl into a film. I've just come back from Equinox Berlin, which is a very fancy schmancy writer's workshop where you get asked to come along and you work with industry professionals like Christopher Vogler and Jim Hart and Claire Dobbin from the Australian Film Council. And they take your script and they rip it apart and put it back together. And it's fantastic, and it's you have to be really brave. So I've a script with them that I won the Tony Doyle Award with, which is called Seven Drunken Nights, and it's about a big, boozy Northern Irish post ceasefire family. With it's actually Christopher Vogler called it Game of Barstools, which I really loved. He's brilliant. He did. I mean, he's worked with Aronofsky. He's Aronofsky's writer, and he's people like that. He's just, these guys are phenomenal. So just, I really love the idea of branching into film as well, because as a canvas, it allows me to be as big as I need to be, because I think my work is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I can play so much more on film than I can in theatre, although I'll always love theatre, and I will always work in theatre, but I think film is sort of exciting me at the moment. Which is kind of interesting.
Well, it's interesting. It's a one-off thing. You know, you get to, it happens once, it gets recorded and edited, and there's a finished work. Whereas the kind of theatre, each night it changes slightly. It has to be reproduced every time. It was a very different kind of, a very different.
It
experience.
Is very different, and you can sometimes have that feeling when it's over. Oh, that's it. And the beautiful thing about this award is that, for example, the two pieces that they dwelt on, that they studied, were Pump Girl and Lally. So the play lives on because mm-hmm. it's published, and that's fantastic. And that's kind of another reason why I like film, because you have a finished product at the end of it, and it lives and it stays alive. Whereas I think sometimes theatre can be quite frustrating in that way, that once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, nobody might have, and another company won't necessarily pick it up and run with it.
Well, I think with a play with 12 people in it, it's difficult for a lot of, because it's edgy. It's edgy and it's 12 people. So a lot of the edgier theatre companies can only do plays with a small cast. Mm-hmm. So that was why Tinderbox were so brilliant, to say, we will do this and we will not have doubling up. Because mm-hmm. you could have had doubling up, you could do it with 7. But they said, no, let's go for it. Let's absolutely go for it. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know.
Does it feel odd kind of living in Newry and being an internationally recognised playwright? Because it's the kind of thing that your kind of careers teacher at school probably didn't think would happen. I, you know, and we're a small bit of the world, and yet we have previously exported great art, but does it feel funny to be kind of part of that? You're now one of those names.
That hasn't spoken for a second. I'm still a gag, you know. I mean, I'm hopefully not going to go in and buy a load of shawls or anything like that and start talking very, you know, like a proper playwright. I think I'll just stay myself, hopefully, which sometimes, you know, they don't see you coming, I guess, because you're not very I'm just always going to be me, and mm-hmm. and I hope that's important, you know.
But are you
some
excited?
People would probably
are you excited? I mean, are you really pleased? I mean, is your heart lifted?
I'm over the moon. I mean, it's just, it is life changing. I mean, I think when they told me about the award, I think I gibbered for about 10 minutes. Like mm-hmm. the man was saying, yeah, go and have a cup of tea, you know, because it really was. It is absolutely life changing.
It's like winning the lottery for a playwright. Yeah.
It is one of the lottery.
To caviar, you know, it's a...
Yeah. I mean, and the great thing is you get to go over, you have a ceremony that lasts 4 days. It's a festival and they do your work, and I can get to go and meet up with, it's in Yale, obviously, and I can go to pop into New York and see all the people that I've worked with there. And mm-hmm. I'm going to probably do the Amtrak and mm-hmm. go to Chicago and meet some theatre companies that I've worked with there, and I'm going to go to San Francisco. And the great thing is I can do it and stay in a nice hotel. That kind of thing. So that's going to be a lovely thing to do as well. And I've always wanted to do the Amtrak thing and just travel across the country by train. So that'll be really good.
Where will people locally in Ireland, where will, when might be we next see some of your work? Is there
anything
coming
actually.
Up? Okay, so nothing coming up yet.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm writing a musical for the lyric. So that's the question of me getting it finished. I'm working on it with Connor Mitchell, and it is so much fun. It's an all-female country and western musical set in South Armagh, and it's women of all ages, and it's that sort of hard-bitten South Armagh women, survivors and stories to tell, and with a lot of intelligence as well. And we're just having so much fun right now. We've got the musical arrangement that Connor has done for some of the songs. We've got one song called This Irish Woman Drinks Alone, and it's just beautiful. And we've got other sort of more controversial songs as well, which is a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And you're sticking, subject matter wise, you're sticking to this place you're writing about, if you like, where you live and the kind of country you're from.
I've just written a play for a company in England, which is it's an upper middle class scientist, actually.
Okay.
It's a monologue, and it's about pharmaceuticals being used for purposes of torture, as you do. And I've written a play for the court just recently about that's in with them at the moment. They haven't made a decision about that, but that's about the financial crisis in the South. Mm-hmm. My play for the National is about Australia, penal Australia. So no, my work is very much branching out into. I'd say that Pump Girl, Strand Line, and Lally would probably be, if you want to consider it, the trilogy about this area. And the musical, yes, the musical is about this area too, but everything else from now on is actually not. So that's kind of done now. And I may revisit it at some point, but it's not.
It's not on your mind. It's not lingering or something.
No,
you just have to do.
No, I think I've put that to bed, I think, for a while anyway. Yeah.
Okay. But congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
I have much pleasure saving it and spending it. Seeing what doors it
opens. Yeah, it also gives me the freedom to do the work that I want to do and not to have to do a money gig, which is just the most beautiful thing that a writer can have, just to be able to say no. And, I went through a period last year where I was a bit ill, and I did start to think, we don't get any sick pay, and we don't get any holiday pay, and we don't get any pension, and if we can't work, we don't eat. So that's a tricky one sometimes. So this means that I don't live in fear of my boiler packing in, and I don't live from day to day anymore, and that's just I'm not used to that yet. I went and bought a candle yesterday, a posh candle. I mean, that's the stage I'm at yet, but I'm sure I'll get, I'll turn into a spender at some point, but at the moment, no. I'm not yet, but I'll try.
Well, all the best. And
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the experience of a few days of being on cloud nine before you come back to deadlines. I know, I have a deadline looming.
I've had to say to them, look, my head's full of white noise. I'll get it done. And the good thing is it's working, so that's okay. As long as it's working, that's the most important thing.
Okay. Yeah, so. Well, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Cheers.